AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says he's ordering a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers into Venezuela. U.S. forces seized a tanker off the country's coast last week. The U.S. is putting pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Trump alleges that Venezuela is using oil money to fund drug trafficking and other crimes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports millions of dollars are pledged for the recovery of the Syrian-Australian man who was shot multiple times while stopping one of the Bondi Beach gunmen.
Like many Australians strolling at Bondi Beach on a long, warm summer evening, Syrian-Australian tobacco shop owner Ahmed Al-Ahmed just wanted a cup of coffee with a friend. Around him, a bloody massacre erupted as two gunmen targeted Jews during Hanukkah festivities at a park close to the shore. Soon Al-Ahmed was creeping, bent over between two parked cars before barreling directly toward one of the unsuspecting shooters. In footage that's been viewed millions of times around the world, the 44-year-old father can be seen tackling one of them, wrestling the man's shotgun from his grip and turning it on the attacker. Al-Ahmed has become a national hero in Australia, with an online fundraiser for him raising millions of dollars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Massachusetts, Nuno F. G. Loredo, a 47-year-old physicist and fusion scientist, was fatally shot Monday night at his home in Brookline. He was a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Authorities say they've launched a homicide investigation. Authorities in Rhode Island released new video of the Brown University shooting suspect. Two students were shot dead and nine more were wounded on Saturday. In Washington state, more rain and snow are forecast. The Pacific Northwest is already dealing with record flooding after a week of heavy rains. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee has been replaced.
Unveiled Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol's Emancipation Hall is the statue of Barbara Rose Johns, who in 1951, at 16 years old in Farmville, Virginia, led a student strike for equal education that led to the NAACP filing a lawsuit that would become one of the five cases the U.S. Supreme Court reviewed in Brown v. Board of Education. Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
The Commonwealth of Virginia will now be properly represented by an actual patriot who embodied the principle of liberty and justice for all.
Johns died in 1991 at age 56. Her statue replaces one of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that was removed several years ago. Donna Water, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.